And follow Lagos Talks on all social media platforms. Just simply search for Lagos Talks 913. If you want to connect with me, search for Obi Doing It across all social media platforms. And if you want to connect with Olaoluwa.
Yes, I am the news lady, N-E-W-Z, on Instagram. And the news lady on Facebook and Twitter. Yeah, X.
Okay, all right. All right, so y'all have a good time on Signals. I'll be back when I'll be back.
There's a new cuisine in town. A glass of wine, a cup of coffee, and if you're like me, a glass of smoothie. With Signals, served on Lagos Talks 91.3 every Saturday at 10 a.m. Your mind will dream again.
Midnight. Call. Suddenly you hear.
You have 1 minute remaining.
You quickly check your wallet. And there's no cash. What if you could recharge without cash and even get some bonus? No on credit? No problem. Recharge your MTN line by downloading my MTN NG app or dial *904# to buy airtime directly from your bank account anytime, any day and enjoy a 15% bonus on every recharge. Yes, it's that easy. MTN, what are we doing today?
Listen to this to understand the amazing power of 5G. Oops! Sorry, I played that at 5G speed. Now, here it is at a speed you're used to.
With hyper-fast internet speed, low to zero lag and buffering, multiple connections, and quality data sharing, 5G will give us amazing things like remote surgeries, self-driving vehicles, smart homes, 2 gigabytes per second downloads.
Get ready to experience the incredible. And remember, no be juju, now MTN 5G.
There's a new cuisine in town. A glass of wine, a cup of coffee, and if you're like me, a glass of smoothie. With Signals, served on Lagos Talks 91.3 every Saturday at 10 a.m. Your mind will dream again.
Signals 91.3, Lagos Talks. My name is Adeomi Oshodi. This morning, we'll go straight to Signals Marketplace where we pitch and sell in 30 seconds. Your name, your location, what do you sell? What's special about your product? And how can we reach you? Your WhatsApp line is fine. Your name, your location, what are you selling? What's special about your product? And how can we reach you? Your WhatsApp line is fine.
That's okay, cause we hope. Yeah. I wish.
Signals 081 081 00 92 345913. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good
morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Your name and where you calling us from?
Yeah, my name is Henry. I'm calling from Lake Ikake precisely.
Okay, what are we
saying? I'm a videographer, cinematographer, and we also rent out equipment of all kinds, like cameras, lights, or any kind of productions. You can reach me on 070-359-3737.
Thank you. 009-234-5913. 0809-191-3913. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Sorry, let me listen. Sorry, my name is Emmanuel.
Okay.
I'm calling from Morocco. Hello?
I can hear you. Go ahead.
Yes. So we're actually into a medical license. technical items. So it's not like if you want to buy knee brace, ankle brace, maybe walking stick, wheelchair, and all that. So my WhatsApp number is actually 0023763663.
Thank you. A Signals Marketplace, your name, your location, what are you selling? What's special about your product and service, and how can we reach you? Your WhatsApp line is fine. The numbers to call is 009-234-5913. Hello, good morning. Call us back, 01-515-1913 or 01-515-0913. A Signals Marketplace, where we pitch and sell in 30 seconds. Your name, your location, what are you selling? What's special about your product and service? And remember, like I always say, if you want to sell on behalf of your friends, your spouse, now is the time to do so. 0809-234-5913 or 0809-191-3913 or 0809-222-0913 or 01-515-1913. It's still Signals Marketplace. Name, location, what are you selling? What's special about your product and service? And how can we reach you? Your WhatsApp line is fine. The numbers to call is 0809-234-5913. I'm waiting for you. 01-515-1913. Hello, good morning. Hello? Anybody home? Call us back, 0809-234-5913 or 0809-191-3913. 0809-222, that's two in three places, 0913. Hello?
Oh.
Hello?
Good morning.
Good morning. Your name and where are you calling us from?
My name is Eric Osemene. I'm calling you from Ilupeju. I'm a caregiver. I take care of children, elderly, and the vulnerable people. Okay. And my WhatsApp number is 081-60-76-8518.
Thank you. 01-515-1913. 01-515-0913. 0809-234-5913. It Signals Marketplace, where we pitch and sell in 30 seconds. 0809-234-5913 or 01-515-1913. Hello?
Hello, ma'am.
Good morning. Your name,
I
welcome.
Good morning. My name is Isidua Nete. Okay. I'm calling from a person. I'm calling on behalf of my husband to the technical engineering. Ubuntu, AC, fridge, freezer, and also a Ubuntu industrial chiller.
So how can we reach him?
His WhatsApp number is 080-2856-1173.
Thank you. Signals Marketplace, your name, your location, what are you selling, what's special about your product and service, and how can we reach you if you want to sell on behalf of your spouse, your friend? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Your name or where are you calling us from?
Your name is Eric.
Okay.
I'm calling from...
Okay, what are we selling?
So, I want to talk about, can I talk about what I do here, right?
You tell us the business that you are doing, and then how can we reach you, your WhatsApp number? So, what's the business? What's unique about the business? Quickly.
Okay, thank you. The business is graphic design.
Okay.
Professional graphic design, you know? Anything, it will bring you modern kinds of desserts for you, whatever you want.
Okay, so how...
Be it birthday cards, business cards, flyers, logos, and etc. Okay?
So how can we reach...
I will give you... Yeah, we'll give you quality work. My number is 070 3151-6143.
Thank you. Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Reduce the volume of your radio set.
Hello, good morning.
I can hear you. Good morning.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
My name is Richard Benson.
Okay.
I'm into interior and exterior decorator. I'm event decorator.
Okay.
My number is 080-29-49-63-84.
Thank you. Signals Marketplace 0809-234-5913 or 0809-191-3913 or 01-515-1913. Signals Marketplace, where we pitch and sell in 30 seconds. Your name, your location, what are you selling, what's special about your product and service, and how can we reach you? 01-515-9139 or 01-515-0913.
Call us 0809-234-5913.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, ma'am. Good morning. Okay, my name is Abiola.
Okay.
And I am here to market my wife's product. My wife is a baker, she's selling a better, and for you to get the best kind of cake, you can't contact any other person other than my wife. Her phone number is 081.
Abiola, calm down first, because the last time that you called, people were calling us, so you just gently called the number, eh? Go ahead.
I'm so glad that you know I have called several before in the past. Because I want my wife to...
Yeah, calm down now. Call the number now.
Okay, I will call the number now. 081-390-50-949.
Thank you. 0809-234-5913 or 0809-191-3913 or 0809-222. That's two in three places. 0913 or 01-515-1913 is Signals Marketplace, where we pitch and sell in 30 seconds. We have 3 minutes to go, so let's make use of the time. Hello, good morning. Call back and please reduce the volumes, all the volumes of your radio sets. 01-515-1913 or 01-515-0913. Signals Marketplace. Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, sorry. Hello, good morning. Hello?
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning, dear. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Your name or what?
My name is Ujala. I'm calling from Niaba.
Okay.
Yeah, we do these scoring powders which they use to wash back plates and glasses and tops, back and tops and whatever.
Okay.
So our WhatsApp number is 080.
Mm-hmm.
33-99-4212.
Thank you. Hello, good morning. Hello.
Hello. Yeah, thank you very much. This is Mr. Patrick. I'm calling from Boots, Ojo.
Okay. What are we selling?
Yes, I want to speak on behalf of my wife. She's selling Panga at Boots. From Thursday from 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock. From Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
So
our number is 081-47-013-013.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Patrick.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, calm down. Let's call the number again.
Okay. 081.
Mm-hmm.
47
Mm-hmm.
013
Mm-hmm. Okay. If you remember, call me back. Don't worry. Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello.
My name is Adeomi.
Thank you.
Okay, no problem.
I'm making the middle phone.
Okay. No problem. Thank you. Well, that's it for Signals Marketplace. Mr. Party, call back and I'd pick your call. Thank you. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
There's a new cuisine in town. A glass of wine, a cup of coffee, and if you're like me, a glass of smoothie. With Signals, served on Lagos Talks 91.3 every Saturday at 10 a.m. Your mind will dream again.
For today, take this music and use it. Let it take you away and be hopeful, hopeful. And he'll make a way. I know it ain't easy, but that's okay, 'cause we hopeful.
Welcome back to Signals on 91.3. Signals Marketplace is over. Except that, let me try. Hello, good morning. Nope. Mr. Patrick, send us a WhatsApp message to 0809-234-5913. And then I'll see your message. Well, we'll go straight to Signals, where we're having a conversation with... the profile is plenty. The profile is very, very plenty. It is. Well, we're discussing media then and now. He's savvy at several things. Many people know him as a serial entrepreneur who founded several successful enterprises, non-governmental organizations. Others know him as a journalist, editor, and media manager. The literati knows him as the slam master, the consummate literary events organizer who co-founded the famous Abuja Literary Society, the Eko Literary Society, and the Enugu Literary Society, who has helped nurture and promote hundreds of budding literary artists. Yet others know him as a poet and writer whose books The River Died and Spirit Walk have won critical acclaim. Still others know him as a consummate corporate communication specialist who was first head of Radio Nigeria Strategy and Communications Department and the then director of FRCN Lagos Operations, supervising the three bands Metro, Bond, and Radio One. Well, in 2021, he completed his tenure as zonal director FRCN Southeast Zone, where he supervised Radio Nigeria's seven bands in five states. He's highly sought after media trainer and consulted for the BBC Media Action, Christian Aid, and the U.S. Consulate General Lagos. Is presently the director of WABMA. He will tell us what WABMA is. Special thanks to Temi Tokbomole for making this happen. Well, I have with me, I hope I get it, Ken Ike Okere.
Yeah, you got it.
I have to get it. I have to, because thou shalt not mother the names.
I'll tell you.
Okay, welcome to Signals.
Thank you. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you, sir. We're talking media then and now. What has really changed?
Wow. What has really changed?
Yes.
Almost everything.
Okay.
What has not changed is the need for standards.
Okay.
But every other thing has changed. If we begin with technical matters, for instance, and I can simplify it for your audience. In the past, I'll just use, there's a Yoruba saying about radio, that instrument or device that talks to you. Can't talk back to it. That's no longer radio.
Magnesi.
Yeah.
Yeah, they get it. I don't know.
Yoruba, so you should tell us in Yoruba.
Okay.
So, now, I've just listened to your interaction with your listeners. People are calling in, talking about their business, and even customers of theirs can even interact with you and them right here.
Mm.
That was not the case with radio. For the first, perhaps, 5 decades of its existence, 50 years or more of its existence, okay? And not just with radio, with TV, okay? Now, I'm sure people call you from many countries of the world.
Yeah.
While your program is going on here in Lagos, okay? That, again, is due to technology, the information communication technologies. So now you can stream because now radio is no longer just analog. In analog times, we're talking about sending signals via mainly electrical energy. Now you are talking about digital, which has to do more with electronic signals. Okay? And these signals are translated. I won't go technical, but the point is people can
we can interact everywhere.
You can send your message everywhere. People can log on online and reach you because you are streaming online. That is huge. The world is now your oyster. The world is your agidi. Let's put it in local parlance. The world is your beans now. The world is here with you. You don't need to go far. So that's technical for radio. Now, content has also changed. In the past, radio content or media content was basically decided by someone who had this omniscience feeling that I know what is good for the listeners. And I design it, and they must take it whether they like it or not. And we had to bear it and take it because we had no choices. Now, media compression, media technology compression has enabled the rise of many niche stations. Niche means special, specific. In law, they will say sui generis, which is what's running now, special. You know? You now have your station, for instance, that's mainly an all-talk station where those who like talking or listening to a lot of arguments and talk can tune in for 24 hours every day and just remain on it. They don't need to go to a station that does only music or a station that does only news. So now there are many more choices. Now, consumers are at the driving seat. We now in the media now program content according to what we know consumers want. So the driving
circle
has changed, and the driver has changed. We now, even though we still drive, we respond to market conditions, we respond to the consumer. And we create content that we know they want. How do we know what content they want? Because we now have interactivity. So you are now on radio. I can see you are doing Facebook Live. You are probably streaming on other channels, YouTube. And so you're a multi-platform station. And immediately, if people like this show and even what I'm saying, they can concur or they can disagree.
True.
And you cannot incorporate all that into the programming. This never used to be the case.
So do you miss it? The old radio and the new radio, do you miss it? Which one do you miss?
Really, it's like, I don't really. I don't miss it in one way.
And then you miss it
in then in the other way, you miss it. When you are used to something, sometimes you miss it. It's like an old car that you've had forever. Now you now have this new one. Even though the new one gives you a lot of speed and comfort, sometimes you miss the wahala of the old one.
Now, if we look at, now you've told us the technicalities of producing content. Now, if we look at the content then and the content now, what is, because now we have an influx of everybody is now a media personnel, everybody, we're not dealing with fake news, we're dealing with fact checking. We didn't used to have that.
Yes.
Whatever the radio host or broadcaster tells us that we run with. But now, we're combating.
Yes. That's the negative aspect of the rapid growth, especially in Nigeria, of media explosion, starting from 1992, when the regulation happened. Now, the media industry, especially for broadcast media, radio and TV, grew at such an exponential rate that it outstripped the number of trained professional broadcasters. And so it had to become an all-commerce affair in order to be able to just keep the number of stations coming up on and going. And unfortunately, the media owners were either incapable, unable, or unwilling to invest. Incapable, unwilling, or just not interested in trainings. And so standards dropped. And so in the old days, you couldn't even be allowed to speak to the microphone until you had passed through a certain standard of training. So, and you must have done your basic courses in whichever, if it's in journalism, you are going into news production. If you are going to be on the microphone, you must have done basic presentation courses. At the minimum, a basic presentation course. Now you have people who come on air and they adopt all sorts of fake accents that are never... there are only few authentic English accents in the world. Native to them. British, American, Australian, Canadian. Those are the four authentic. What many people speak these days is none of this.
Okay.
And often is an amalgam of all of this.
A mix of the four.
But that's not even the major, one of the major issues. The spread of fake news on air, because many of our people are either unable to find ways of getting the right information, again coming back to training, the lack of training. Because with the new technologies we have now, I can actually sit here and in a few minutes affirm or debunk any story
immediately,
because I have the skills, I have the media literacy to be able to do so. But so there are positives and there are negatives. And let's hope that the positives will outstrip the
now,
negatives.
The media space has taken a turn for everyone. Everyone has become a media personnel and all of that. Now, what would make a good media personnel for you? A good media person for you?
A good media person must be a professional. A professional is none other than someone who has gone through a required level of training for that profession he or she wants to profess. You must have gone through a required level of training for that. If you have not, you are not a professional. A professional is one who knows how, who has the skills. And these skills, they are, my dear, are not innate. No.
Okay.
Talent must become skillful. It must be burnished to become a skill.
Talent must become skill.
Yes, you must burnish your talent. So you may have abilities, you may have a good voice, which may be good for radio, but if you are not trained, you will use that voice to speak nonsense.
Okay, but you know, people have come to meet you that, oh, I have the voice for radio. Everybody just comes and say, I have the voice for radio.
Oh, yeah.
TV.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. A lot. Everyone
wants to
talk. And I first ask people who want to be on radio or TV to begin with journalism training.
Okay.
You should be a journalist first. A journalist is one who has been trained to get news, edit it, understand it, and package it in a way that his or her audience would understand. In this process, he becomes a gatekeeper on behalf of his audience. His audience is able to trust him because they know he has fact-checked and has done all the requirements. He's not like a citizen journalist who just is passing through this Ikoyi road and sees an accident happen and maybe 10 people are brought out unconscious from the accident, and he takes his phone and he just snaps and then he posts it because he has 5,000 followers on Facebook. and he says accident on Kefi Road, Ikoyi, 10 people dead. And then let me just conclude this story. And then he posts all their photos, their faces, everything on there. Then Kemi in Ikorodu, who saw her mother off and that morning, saw that same bus and says, oh, my mom was on this bus. And Kemi goes into a heart attack immediately. Meanwhile, in Kefi Road, Ikoyi, those 10 people have been taken to a hospital nearby, and all the 10 have been resuscitated. Meanwhile, Kore's news has gone to 5,000 people on Facebook. He has shared it to 20 groups on WhatsApp, and he's telling everyone, please reshare. In under 1 hour, that news goes to 1 million people, and it's proven that in 1 hour, a piece of information can reach 1 million people just being shared. And then he goes into history that on so-so day at Kefi Road in Lagos, an accident happened, 10 people died, and yet it is not true. Meanwhile, Kemi
already has had a heart attack,
thinking that her mother is dead. That's the citizen, so-called citizen journalist.
How then do we now nip it in the bud? How do we cut it?
We must nip it in the bud by making sure that only those trained are allowed to speak to this microphone. No, this is very crucial.
It is because when the era of people wanted to break news immediately,
and yet we just gave awards in a ceremony yesterday. We didn't give awards for breaking news. There's nowhere in the world where awards are given for breaking news.
Well, you're having blogs, you're having news platforms, credible, not credible, everybody, and sometimes blogs will take a news, and credible platforms will also take the news, and then you're wondering.
That's the tragedy of the of today, that even credible media houses now source their news
from blogs,
from in the internet. They're an all-commerce affair. And so, and what is this doing to the society? It's raising the temperature of the social system. People are so angry. People are sharing things. Today, you get information that, Mobad was killed. I was just listening to a TV station this morning, and the reporter ended her discussion about Mobad by saying she hopes that the authorities will find Mobad's killers. Has it been confirmed that he was killed? No,
that story alone is driving everybody's emotions high.
Yeah, but a journalist must be like the judges. You cannot pander to the sentiments of the public. Your master is the truth. And until you find out what the truth is, you must stick to the facts.
Stick to the facts.
Yes, because facts are different from truth.
And sentiment.
The fact is, I'm in this studio at this hour. That is a fact. Now, somebody can take my photo or take a piece of this Facebook thing and share it and said Ken came to destroy the studio,
which was a lie.
That is not fact. And people may believe that to be the truth. Now, what is my role as a journalist? Find out why Ken was in the studio. And before I find out, I should only say that on so-so day at so-so time, Ken was at the Lagos Talk Studio. As to what his intentions were, I must not speculate. So the facts about Mobad, for instance, is that he died. The circumstances of his death are yet not publicly known. A journalist cannot afford to indulge in the speculation of the masses. Otherwise, why is he
a journalist?
He ought to be one step minimum ahead of the people he is informing and educating and entertaining. Is that not what we do?
Yes, why educate?
How can I educate you if I'm below your level? I pander in the same sentiment and fake news and morbidity, in social morbidity that is common with the public.
Now, media has power, but does it have the power to control how people think and view the world? Or power still belongs to the people?
It's complex. In the old times, we used to think of what we call the bullet theory. In other words, whatever media shoots out like a gun, it actually has an effect of affecting people that hear it. We found out that there are more what is called limited effects theories now about the complexities. Yes, to a certain degree, what media sends out has some effect, especially in terms of impact on the society, the mood. Media can help direct people towards areas to think about, but it really cannot force people, force opinions on people. Because many people already come with their own view on any subject. For instance, what's going on with the presidential elections or any elections, for instance, people are already set in their views.
In their ways.
So, and they will cultivate media. They will go to the media that seems to confirm their own views. So if you don't like a particular political party, you may be following a some media that are always lambasting them. And then if you like a particular politician, you will be following media that praises him or her. So, in this case, who is leading who? Is it the media that's leading the people? The people that are following the media that confirms, and we call this confirmation bias in media studies when we look at why are people following the particular media they are following? A lot of people follow the one that they feel
is comfortable.
Confirm the biases that they carry already.
Okay, hold your breath a little. A signals on IT 1.3. We're discussing media then and now. If we're live on YouTube, Young Cerebral. That is YOUNGCEREBRAL. You can call us or send us a WhatsApp message. 0809-234-5913. We're discussing media then and now with Ken Ikeokere. Okay, so let's really come down to how can one spot credible journalism and how can one be a credible journalist?
To the first part of your question, to spot credible journalists, you have to at least have media literacy. That's something lacking in this country. We need to train our children from junior secondary or even less on media literacy skills.
Okay, hold on. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Please reduce the volume of your radio set.
Yes, I've done that. Okay. Good morning. Good morning. First of all, let me thank you for my chairman that is there. It's very, 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 very knowledgeable.
Okay,
very
your name.
Very intelligent man. I'm so glad that this topic is actually coming up.
Thank you.
I used to remember those days.
Oh, God, sorry. What's your name?
Oh, sorry. My name is Shed. I'm calling from Ojota.
Thank you. Go ahead, please.
Yes. So, I used to remember those days that you have to start reading 4 o'clock and end by 10 or 9. You know, as the context, you know, they try to streamline so many things. But these days, you know, there's a lot of expose, so we can actually get the information so fast.
Yeah.
But the question is that how can we control it truly? Because there's a lot of damaging information that is due, especially our youth now. Like, talking about this artist that just passed on in Nigeria. They were asking one lady that, who is this person? He said, somebody that Filamo. She can't even understand. She doesn't even understand what they are saying. So, we need to train the journalists and the presenters on radio and on TV very, very well. Just like what my guy is saying. We need to make, and there must be a law, not a selfish law that we have so much around in this country. There must be something that is guiding this, especially all these guys that do kids all around. Just some kind of formal information, and I don't know, by in another 15 years, we are going to run into trouble.
Okay,
I'm telling you,
thank you so much.
We need to sort it out now. And I'm thankful that this matter is coming up now. Thank you so much.
Thank you too. Thank you for listening. Well, you've heard him.
Yeah, and it's crucial. It's actually an existential threat. Because if you can burn a country using media, the classic example we use every time we train people is Somalia. Rwanda.
Right. Okay.
Rwanda, in the space of just 90 days, Oshodi, you had radio stations promoting hatred, ethnic hatred against another group. Yeah. And in the space of 90 days, two major ethnic groups who had lived together harmoniously for hundreds of years went on each other, and the dominant one in the official records are that nearly 900,000 people killed in under 90 days. It's an existential threat.
Okay, then. Well, it's Signal 0809. Send us a WhatsApp message, 0092345913. Or call us, 0091913913. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. Your name and where are you calling us from?
Yeah, my name is Ola from Akapa.
Welcome.
Good morning, Mr. Ken.
Good morning, sir.
Almost a century, one of the almost a junior one.
Thank you.
In 2006, there was a meeting, there was a journalist forum in Ikeda. And one of the things that somebody stood up and said was that, look, the way it is going, investigative journalism will be the answer to some of the burning issues in our society today. Mm. And as out of them, but I'm taking a look back up to now.
Mm.
What can you see? Is this thing needed, most relevant, as in what we have all over? Is this still the answer?
Yes.
Good morning.
The short answer is yes.
Yes.
The long answer is that we must begin with fact-checked reporting. Mm. Investigative journalism takes much longer period, takes also a lot of resources that many, many stations, many media houses cannot afford. If I'm to investigate, for instance, a public official, for instance, money was given for making this road, and it's been 5 years, the road is not finished. It may take me up to a year to actually get all the facts I need to be able to air the first part of that story. But step one is I can air a quick story that is fact-checked. For instance, I can find out how much was given for the roads, who collected the money, and what visibly may have been done or not done. Now, all that will not depend on speculation. And I'm not going to make a judgment at that time. I'm not going to say that money had been stolen. I'm only bringing out facts
of the story. Now, we've been talking about training. And you're a media trainer of WABMA. Tell us a bit about WABMA quickly.
Okay, WABMA is an acronym. I mean, it's just a short form of the name West Africa Broadcast and Media Academy.
Okay.
It's the first of its kind in the whole of the African region. It's the first and major media training academy that offers media trainings across the seven broad spectrum of media. And that's radio, TV, advertising, public relations, online, corporate communications / PR, and all the like. Now, so it's a multi-platform training institute. It has campuses in Lagos. It has campuses in Enugu and Abuja. And campuses are planned for Accra, Ghana, Cameroon, and the Gambia. And it's the only media training institute in the whole of this West Africa region that is also offering trainings both online and in person. So people have the now media practitioners have no excuse
not to train
because before now they had to only go in person to be trained. So now, and anyone who has an interest in coming into media, whether it is online content making, whether it is radio, television, advertising, public relations, corporate communications, and the like, Now there is a certification institute that gives trainings and certifications in that area.
Okay. Hello, good morning. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Your name and where are you calling us from?
My name is John. I'm coming from Baiga.
Okay. Question or comment?
Yeah, it's just like a comment for me. I really want to praise the
guest
man that spoke today on the studio, Mr. Kim.
Yes.
I really enjoyed his explanation on how things are supposed to be, especially in the media world, and I want to agree totally with what he says. I just wanted to add something.
Yes.
Now, the advent of social media has added more rules to what we are talking about, because currently, as we speak, there's an algorithm on our social media that, if, for example, there's a particular thing you like, maybe you're already listening to a particular video online, you comment a particular thing, the social media keeps giving you that same opinion and not giving you the other side of opinion, right? And so people gradually build biases over that thing, over that particular opinion, which is, they feel, oh, even social media is always telling me about this, and Facebook is always saying, social media must be right. So we now ask our journalists to be able to get into the root of this issue and give us the both sides of the issue, so that we cannot be able to think. Just like you said, the journalist should not be the judge over any issue. They should give us an opinion about both sides of everything. If they are telling us, give us every angle. Then we, the people, make decision about that. Thank you very much.
Thank you too. Signals, and we're discussing media then and now. We can. Ikeokere is the director of WABMAN. Now, as a highly sought after media trainer and consultant, how can we train? Yes, how can we train the younger generation for credible journalism beyond the I'm the first to break the news, I'm the one I know what's going on. And then how then now, so I'll go back a bit to come forward. With all of the things going on with the recent artists that died and the emotions that have gone in, people reporting, for a young person who's coming into journalism and saying that, okay, I want to, how do we remove facts from emotions?
Yes. Thank you. And that is crucial. First, we should even begin with the public. I was saying the other time that we need media literacy trainings of even members of the public. About a year or two ago, we partnered with the U.S. consulate to train more than 2,000 young people across 17 states on fact-checking. How do you consume media? Is it, how do you even know that what you are reading on your phone is the accurate thing? When you get a video, before you share it, how do you know it is true?
The 5 W's
that same that same phone you have has apps that you can actually put a video in, and it will tell you whether this video is an amalgamation of 3 or 4 other videos put together to make it look like one video. For instance, there's a video the other time about a certain presidential candidate being helped to being bailed out from a UK police station and all that. And that is just 2 or 3 videos put together. Nothing like that happened. But it trended and it shared, and radio stations used it on their discussion shows. Now, the members of the public need to be trained on media literacy, how to even, first of all, I always say, maintain healthy skepticism. Never share a video or any information that you cannot bet your life on that it is true. No, I'm very serious about it. Yes. Never share a video or a piece of information that you cannot bet your life on that this is true. If they say your life or the,
your money,
your life of the or the true or the fact of this, if you can't be sure, take a moment, wait, give it an hour or two. Usually, the debunker would information will come from other sources showing that this is not true. That is one. Then, two, for the media practitioners themselves, my colleagues, and everyone who wants to enter this field. The media has the capacity to expose your weaknesses.
Very.
You come on air and you, I've just said the one that happened this morning as I was on my way coming here. A reputable television station carrying, in quote, a feature story and concluding already that, yes, he was killed.
That's emotions running.
So you ask, how do you remove emotions from facts?
Yes.
One, we say that a journalist's first obligation is to the truth.
Mm.
And he must maintain the discipline of verification. His first obligation is to the truth. His dealings must be in fact. And he must maintain verification as a discipline. In other words, it must be so innate. For instance, Oshodi, if I hear anything about you now, and it's something I want to use on air, first thing is to say no. It doesn't matter who tells me. It does not matter if it's the most trusted person. It doesn't even matter if it is your hobby or your spouse, somebody close to you. I would want to first find a third source of verification. Fourth, fifth, or more to know. I would like to hear from you.
First.
Because once I put out the story, coming back to you later on does not reduce the damage already done to you. Because disclaimers do not spread as much as a claim.
Nope.
So we must be in no hurry
to break news.
To break news or to share information that we've not verified. And it is not, no media practitioner is excused if he or she comes on air to say, folks, I haven't verified this, so I'm just saying it, but I haven't verified it.
You have
no
business being there.
That you, when I run stations, I fire such people at once.
I was about to ask you, do you miss radio supervision?
Not any longer. not any longer. I'm very well dedicated now to training, to helping stations coming up or any forms of media houses. I work with TV, radio, newspapers, online. People want to set up online broadcasting. There's a course we teach on how to set up an online radio station and all of that. So I'm dedicated to helping standards to be brought back to the industry.
Hold on. Hello, good morning. Call us back or send a WhatsApp message to 0809-234-5913. Or you can send us a message. Call us 0809-191-3913. 0809-222. That's two in three places. 0913. Or you can join us on our live stream, Young Cerebral. I was going to ask you about, my time is almost up, but this is how we're going to squeeze it in. Propaganda.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Propaganda. How do we deal with that?
Yeah, that's interesting. I teach propaganda.
A good one.
I teach propaganda, and I actually work with even politicians in terms of political communications.
I'm coming first. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Quickly,
good morning.
Your name and where you calling us from?
Uche from Adelende.
Okay, go ahead, sir.
Yes, as Mr. Kenny said, you should not refer to only journalists alone.
Yes, sir.
You refer to those that are not journalists, that anywhere they see news, they will post. Anywhere they see news, they will post. Because most of them post unnecessary things that they do not confirm. And again, some of the journalists, when they are doing their news, they will say unconfirmed news or from unconfirmed
sources.
they don't need to use all these words. Let them confirm first before coming on air. That is what I do. Then, At the end of every event,
it's no longer brand envelopes. We accept transfers now.
Okay.
I'm done. Thank you.
Thank you too. Hello, good morning. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, quickly. Your name and where you're calling us from?
Okay, good morning again. I'm calling from Abuja. My name is OCR.
OCR.
Yeah.
Oh, apologies. Well, my time is up, and to everyone who has called in, but quickly.
I wanted to tell him there's no longer brand envelopes. It's transfers now. We don't take envelopes.
We take envelopes?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I don't know. I think I'll have you back again to let's talk about propaganda and good one, clean one.
No, there's good propaganda, really, quickly. That's excellent propaganda. I teach that. We teach that in the West Africa Broadcast and Media Academy.
Please, let me take this call from this. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning. It's my phone call.
Sorry. Speak to us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, I'm calling from Abuja, as I told you. My name is OCR.
Okay, welcome, OCR.
Yeah, I want to appreciate Mr. Kane on the studio.
Okay.
On your topic, the media then and now.
Yeah.
I appreciate everything Mr. Kane has said, but I want to ask one question. In the olden days, maybe about 30 years ago, I used to get a radio station from Sokoto down in Imo State near our houses. And now it doesn't work. Unless if I'm online, just like I'm listening to you now in Abuja online. But back then, one could get with the normal analog.
FM.
Yes, I can answer you right away.
Okay, so let him answer you, OCR. Okay, OCR, let him quickly. Okay, OCR, hold on and let him answer you. Let him answer you. We hear you.
OCR, I hope you can hear me.
Yes, he can.
OCR, okay, what happened is simple. In those days, you used to receive them on what is called a short wave and medium wave. Those were the huge analog channels that Radio Nigeria, Voice of Nigeria, BBC, and many other state radio stations and used to use. Now, most stations are no longer on shortwave and medium wave. We are now on FM, which is a frequency modulated system. So an FM is limited to only a small geographical area. Like this station now, its main terrestrial signal will not exceed beyond Lagos. You can only receive it as you are doing online. Mm-hmm. So most stations are no longer on shortwave OCM and on medium wave. Those are too expensive to maintain any longer. So that technology is dead. And even though it still exists in some parts of the world, and even in Nigeria, a few people use it, but it's no longer common.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
our time is up.
Okay. So if they want to reach WABMA, yes. WABMA.org, WABMA.org. All the information they need, they can find there.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And to everyone who has called, listening, I hope we've learned one or two things. Remove your emotions from facts. I want to break news. All of our uncles and aunties that used to be sharing yesterday, I think it was yesterday or Thursday, there's something that I shared on my status, and a friend of mine said, are you sure? I said it's credible, and my friend looked at me and said, are you vouching your credibility or somebody's credibility? I said okay. So we dragged, and I'm like, okay, it was the information I got was not enough for a lot of things that have happened. I said, okay, fine, I'm not doing it again. And that guy comes for me. I say, oh God, Tony, please leave me. But hey, what we want to do is ensure that we all are well informed and not give ourselves heart attack. Have a wonderful week. Keep creating opportunities for people. So we come your way again next week, Saturday. Have fun and go and rest.
There's a new cuisine in town. A glass of wine, a cup of coffee, and if you're like me, a glass of smoothie. with Signals, served on Lagos Talks 91.3 every Saturday at 10 a.m. Your mind will dream again.